Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Oh, welcome everyone. Welcome to this second conversation of the Summit of the Leaders of the New Paradigm. And here is my dear friend Kelly. Kelly Bond, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super excited and thank you all for joining live or on the replay.
Thank you so much for having me, Sandrine. I've been very excited about having this conversation, and I caught the last little bit that you had with Nova, and it sounded incredible. And hello to all the beautiful souls joining us.
I love your hair. You look amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen the blue, have you?
You had just started, but it was not as apparent as well. Really nice.
Like, yes. So these days when I get bored, I dye my hair instead of blowing up my life. Self-leadership, right?
I should try that because like, I always cut them and I regret it. It's like, oh, I need an upgrade. I need to change. Like, let's cut my hair. It's like, oh, what did I do that? I don't need to traumatize my hair if I upgrade. So change of color is a really great idea.
Yeah. I was the same thing. I was like, oh, I don't want to cut it. And I don't really like, if I go lighter, it just doesn't suit my skin tone. And I was like, I know, let's go blue.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for joining. I'm really happy to have this conversation with you. I just wish I could like give you a hug. It's like a virtual hug. So everyone, this is my very good friend, Kelly. Kelly and I, we have known each other for a few years now, and we have developed a close relationship. I've had the chance to see Kelly in person a couple of times now, as I have been visiting Kelly and all the girls, all the friends in Melbourne. We've had so many awesome times, so many conversations about all the things. Yeah. And Kelly was also a student in one of my former programs, the Quantum University, and I've also had the chance of having Kelly facilitate a bonus program for last year's containers, Pathway 1 and Pathway 2, and like we were all blown away. And so I really tuned in into how to introduce you, but you're so multidimensional, so multifaceted. You do so many things that I find it's challenging. But for me, I would just like to introduce you as a friend that I love to spend time with, because every time I'm with you, I feel joyful. I feel really uplifted. I feel excited, but I also feel very safe. And I feel like, you know, we can cuddle and we can talk about all the things, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And you can just be like, oh, let's watch a movie. Let's just have a cacao and look at the beautiful view, and then we can go into like the really deep conversation about this, about that, and we talk about all the things. And Kelly like me, like we both single. Well, if I think that
for the yes, yeah, definitely still single.
So we have exchanging
applications.
Applications open on both ends. Okay, we love exchanging on that subject because you know. All of these leaders of the New Paradigm Summit is really to show people how we can get inspiration from other people who are leading in different ways. And for me, you lead in many different ways. So of course you have your business, you also have your non-for-profit, you have created so many things on a professional level. You have really upgraded yourself, your reality on so many levels. But also as a human being, you do the inner work, you continuously look into yourself or finding the places that needs upgrading, that needs some love, that needs some nourishment. And for me, it's really inspiring to see that you are really open-minded, and I never hear you say anything that is radical or sharp or close or narrow-minded. It's like, oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, tell me more about that. And that's really, you have the soul of someone, or like the expression of your soul through your human incarnation is really inspiring, and also inspired, easily inspired by other people. So there's a lot of this dynamism in you that I really like. And you also love to just spend a good evening on the couch doing nothing, just like me. Go for a good party or just relax.
We're versatile. That's what I like to think of us as. Maybe we can go to Any space. Thank you. That was an incredible introduction, and I receive all of that wholeheartedly. And yeah, I have the best time with you, and I wish that you lived here and you're closer so we could spend more time together and have more of the adventures and more of the chill time and all of those sorts of things. And it honestly, it really is an honor to be here to have this conversation with you and share some of these pieces, because I think it's the more that we have these conversations and we step into this new space of leadership, the more we can invite others into it. Because I feel there has been a really big shift in leadership, and leadership has always been seen as this more masculine thing. And I think now, as we're evolving into our heart consciousness, there's a lot more feminine qualities coming through in that. And in that coming through and creating this new earth leadership is like, what does that look like? If I'm not using some of the typical praised masculine qualities to create leadership, how do I do that? And it was really funny, like yesterday I had a whole film day yesterday, and they asked me, there was all these different questions, like sort of open-ended questions they wanted me to answer, and I was having a little bit of a giggle because there was two of them that were asked, and I know where they were coming from was like a mind dominant, like leadership do place. And one of the questions was, so mindset's really important in business. No, what was it? Mindset's really important in business. Yet we all have those days where we just can't be bothered and don't want to show up. What do you do? And my response was, I clear my schedule and I take the day off. My body's communicating to me for a reason. I'm usually quite an inspired, active person, but if my body's saying I don't want to show up, I take the day off, which is not the typical thing for leadership though, but it is the nurturing thing for the nervous system, which is where all I personally believe all leadership comes from. And then the other question that had me giggle too, because it was another one of those ones, it was, so you've just been given 8 days in a week. What do you do with that spare day? I was like, I do anything that pleases me. It's a hedonistic indulgence of pleasure and fun and play and wherever my joy takes me on this day. And I know what they were looking for was, we fill this day with more work. I'm like, great. This is a pure day for play. So it's just really funny, like looking at, like, because I know the structures within the business that was asking me these questions, and I could just feel the shift. Like, there was a time where I was all about those things, and now when I look at leadership and self-leadership, they are not the qualities that are driving me.
I love that. That is so potent. And this is really how you work, and what I find fascinating about you and the work that you do and what you facilitate with others in all the multitude of things that you do is always coming back to the body, checking in with your nervous system, see where you are at, and actually choose to act from that point rather than crushing it down because all of these things must be done so I can show up, so I can be a leader, so I can make that amount of money. It's completely reversing the equation.
Yeah, 100%. And I think too, like when we start talking about nervous systems, there was another thing that I saw. I'm not sure whether I said, well, I love reels and I love sharing reels, and I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You love showing them. I love that.
Within our little like group dynamic, I have like, because everybody was teasing me about spamming them for real, so I've created a subscription that I've put everybody in. Anyway, I'm not sure whether I know that I shared this one in here, and it shows this vibrational resonance. There's like this little like scientific dude, and he's got a it's a ping pong ball on a piece of string, and he has a tuning fork that's set to 440 hertz, and he has another tuning stick that's like 550. And he's banging the stick and putting it near the tuning fork, and nothing's happening. And banging the stick, and nothing's happening. Then he swaps the tuning fork that he's making vibrations with to a 440. And what you see happens, he bangs it, it vibrates. The tuning fork in front of the ping pong ball starts vibrating, and the ping pong ball starts moving. And talking about resonance, because we live in a vibrational world, which I know this is something that you go so deep on, Sandrine, in so many of the different courses that you teach about how we live in a vibrational relational universe, and we don't attract what we are, we attract who we are. And so when you look at this principle being whatever our frequency is that we're giving off, regardless of how much we mindset over the top of it, it still doesn't change the fact that you're 440 hertz. And if we're looking at what is the thing that's creating the electrical impulses that is our vibrational point of attraction, that's our nervous system. It's the biggest electrical impulse center of our body, bar the heart. So when the two are working together, we become magnetized towards that we want. And if we're not magnetizing what we want, evidence of having is still evidence of wanting, even if we don't like it. So we've got to go back to the point of like, where is this coming from? And so for me, when I'm having these moments where my body is talking to me, because I've had to learn the language of the nervous system, I've had to learn how does my body talk to me when I'm feeling unsafe, because this is the nervous system's all about safety. So how does my body talk to me when I'm feeling unsafe? How does my mind start chitter chattering when I'm feeling unsafe? What emotions am I feeling? And if any of these are present, it's not let's do a mindset practice and override this. It's do not pass go, do not collect $200, go and like go be with whatever this is. And in learning how to do this, it's radically changed my life, my relationships, how I show up in business, how I take care of myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I still have those days where it just all goes pear-shaped. Yeah, but being able to have this intelligence and start to lead myself from this place, the implication of that has radically transformed everything, because it ties in with the law of correspondence, which is another one that I love talking about, which is as above, so below, as within, so without. And whatever's going on here, we're just going to manifest out here. And what I love about doing this nervous system work is what we're doing is we're integrating parts of us that are stuck in other time points or other multidimensional aspects of us, and then we're integrating them into the whole. And what's so interesting about doing the work at this level is as we're shifting into the fifth dimensional consciousness, this oneness, unity consciousness, we're integrating the parts within us into one, which means as we're shifting into the new earth and creating that, this is where the unity and the oneness consciousness comes from, but it has to come from within us first.
I love that. Yes, that's so powerful, because it's really removing all the clutter of victimhood and aggression, anything that we kind of project outside of ourselves to, so we can justify feeling like one way or another. And it's really like reclaiming our sovereign rights to be a creator of our reality, because it starts again with the body. So how do we act towards our body? What do we do to our body? And I love that you actually, you know, it's not random. It was all random. We just come after Nova. You know, Nova is all about the body. About the body. And I love that we like randomly the universe organized it this way, because it can really show like the foundation of anything, like from growth to ascension to awakening to, you know, manifesting the life of our dreams. It comes down to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, work. And I love the part that you bring, because when I ask you to facilitate all of that for the container that I was facilitating by then a lot around soul alignment, connection with star races and ancient civilizations and so on, it's because I have this awareness that the missing piece is the nervous system. It is the body, and we really literally need to work more with embodiment. Mm-hmm. So I love how you bring that, and you are able to weave that with really the template of the new earth, you know, like the new human. Imagine a world where everybody is just freaking relaxed.
Right.
Look like everybody's relaxed. And as soon as, you know, an nervous system is aggravated, it's just like, ooh, what's going on there? How do I play with this? Because also, I would love to know how you perceive this. It's like, you know, when we are on the verge of a massive upgraded reality on a new shift. So basically, it happens a lot before signing up to a new program. We have done that, because Kelly and I, we're very fond of like training. So we learn always, we always have coaches and mentors, and we also have people working with us. So there's always these blocks. It can also happen before doing a detox,
mm-hmm.
this special holiday to Greece or Italy or Egypt, when we know we're gonna receive many upgrades, because chances are we might have lived there before. And so I find that my nervous system goes into a reactive mode, into like, and there is this, but I have learned over time to distinguish that of nurturing my nervous system, but saying yes and kind of like pushing my human into that direction, when recognizing actually that my nervous system is reacting because it's not now. There is something that's not aligned with that, and I need to honor that, and I just need to give a sacred no. Is there something in that that you could share as pearls of wisdom for everybody listening? Because I know that it's often like, what direction to take, which one is the right path? And I feel like the nervous system and our ability to communicate with it can give us this answer.
Yeah, 100%. I really love that you say that, talking about like when saying yes to courses and feeling these pieces, because I feel there's two parts. So there's one that there's the not alignment, and the other part is, I don't know who said this quote, but it just, the further down this path I go, the further into ascension I go, the more I expand my heart consciousness and what that means to hold that frequency in my body and what I have to continually keep letting go of. The saying is, the cost of your new life is the cost of your old life. Are you willing to pay the price?
Oh, yes.
Now, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, that's a cool saying. Sure. I like, yes, I want the cool things. Do you? Do you? Because, so yes, there's going to be the nervous system talking if it's not aligned. And to answer that question, I always go, and to know whether this is how I tell the difference between something that's not aligned and then something that's just my nervous system going, I don't know if I'm ready to quite pay the price for this old new life with my old one yet, because I'm still gaining too much from this old one, and I need a bit of hand holding to like get on the journey. So this is where I think there's these two pieces. So to answer the first part of that question, I have like, I call it a decision ecology check. And the decision ecology check goes, when I'm making a decision about something, who are you? What have you done? Did you do it gracefully? Is this good for me? Is this good for others? And is this good for the greater good? Now, who are you means I'm going to do a little bit of stalking. I'm going to get my stalk on, and I'm going to have a bit of a look. And I'm not just going to look at how you're showing up now. I'm going to look further back through time and sort of see what your journey is, because I might be resonating with you right now. And I'm also very aware, and I've just come across all these incredible AI tools that can really pretty up your communication and can like help with that resonance. But I want to know a little bit more. If I'm looking at making an investment in somebody, if I'm looking at taking somebody on to mentor me, that means I'm allowing all of them in my field, and vice versa. And when we're looking at this code exchange, do I want to be absorbing all parts of you? And where are you in this? And like, or specifically, what parts am I wanting to be able to receive to upgrade different aspects of my beingness with, to make sure that that's aligned? So who are you? So do a bit of research. What have you done? Well, let's have a look. Let's go back through and see like how, like, what's your story? What is your backstory? What are you offering? How long have you been doing this? Do you have the results that I am wanting? And I always get a little bit nervous when people start talking about, come make your first $30,000, no, come make $30,000 consistent months, or come join my seven-figure mastermind, when they're not doing it themselves or they haven't made seven figures yet. So I always get very, so that's just one where I get very curious about, particularly in business, abundance, and money space, where I'm looking to see for integrity. Because if you're offering me come do seven figures and you haven't done seven figures and I want to get seven figures, I'm only going to expand to where you are. And then once I go from my level to wherever you might be, I'm going to receive all that I can receive from this, and then I'm going to feel the misalignment, but then I'm stuck in a contract. So this is where you want to start looking, like, who are you and what have you done? Do you have the results that I'm wanting? And is there evidence? Now, we don't go asking people to see their bank statements in this example, but you can see it through if you do a bit of research, you can see it. And even like look for somebody in health. Like, one thing that I love most about Nova, she is the walking, breathing, living example of everything she talks about. If you want to receive codes from somebody like in the health space who's really living that, she's a perfect example. Same with you, Sandrine. Like, we've traveled, we've like lived in the same house together, like we've gotten to know each other on a personal level. You are a living, breathing, walking example of everything that you say. Like, you literally walk, eat, talk, sleep, everything that you share. And you're so devoted to it and so committed to it. And I love that about you. Like, this is where you see, excuse me, people's authenticity. And this is what rings true. And if you do a little bit of research, like who are you and what have you done, you will see this consistency. And if it's not there, or if you're starting to get those spidey senses, listen to that. Because people can use clever words, but you will feel the frequency misalignment. Like, look at the photo, like, just let your field absorb it. And then, okay, so if you pass the who are you, what have you done, did you do it, like, did you do it gracefully? And do I like the process you're using? Because then if you did this with grace, and it's not like you're missing an arm and a leg when you arrived at the result, or you've gone gray because of how much stress your process put you under. So did you do it gracefully, and do I like what you're asking me to do? Which could be, if somebody's saying, join the 5 a.m. club, everybody, like, you know, if you get up at 5 a.m. you'll make $1 million in 12 months. But if I'm somebody who likes to sleep till 11 and go to bed later and I'm a night owl, me joining your 5 a.m. club isn't going to be the great thing. Do you know what I mean? So find somebody's process that actually fits in with you. There's been too much of this like masculine style leadership where we try and make ourselves something we're not to achieve a result, as opposed to going, who am I and what do I like, and who's doing that process and achieve that result that fits with me? Like, this is where I think the new leadership is. And then, so if that meets, then is it good for me? Well, then yes. Is it good for others? Like, is this in ecology? Does everybody benefit from me becoming a better person? Yes. And is it good for the greater good? So I'm not burning down the planet or doing unecological things. Yes. Then if those three are a yes, and if I'm feeling resistance still, well, then I know it's the second part of this equation. Am I prepared to pay the price of my old life for this new life? And that's when I can start doing the inner work and the bits and pieces to come into alignment to be able to confidently move forward in that direction.
Yes. I love that. Bam.
Yes.
Hope you took notes. People on the replay will be very happy to be able to pause and rewind, to be able to send the questions and all of it. I absolutely love this, Kelly.
Yeah. So one of the things that's really driven by the nervous system and sets it off to feeling unsafe is fear. And our, depending upon how much you understand about biology, I'll give you a super fast biology lesson. I promise I'll get it out before any of you fall asleep. But essentially what happens, we're sending the information in our environment constantly through our five senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, taste. Now, if any one of our senses pick up something that feels unsafe, it is filtered through our amygdala, which is the fear center of the brain. It's constantly going, are we safe? Are we safe? Are we safe? And it's scanning through our senses, the environment, to see whether there's anything here that could be a potential danger. If the information goes through and there's nothing that's gone through past memories, experiences, beliefs, decisions, situations that hasn't raised any alarm bells, then you feel calm and you feel great. Yet, if there's something that comes through any one of those senses, whether you're consciously or unconsciously aware of it, it triggers in the amygdala to tell the body, to tell the nervous system, we're not safe. And it starts to set off an activation in our nervous system where we either want to fight, we want to run, we want to freeze, or we want to fawn, which is try and appease whatever this danger is. People pleasing is a really good like example. Like, a people pleaser would be under the poster of fawning. So it sets off one of these behaviors, and then we go into whatever actions we might take. So what this multidimensional healing does, think of it like it's a kind of a little bit like a reset for the amygdala. And anytime where you've where you're still carrying fear from past memories and experiences that have certain things feel challenging for you, like whether it being seen in your message or taking that leap or letting go of the old life to embrace the new life, this will really help with that and clear it through the most potent point within your oversoul network of your multidimensionality, so that you get the greatest shift in this reality and anchor in the new higher timelines that are available.
And I would love to ask you more about where you get your inspiration from in your business, because you do many things. So you work a lot with everything that you have shared with nervous system regulation and all about the embodiment of multidimensionality around that aspect, but you also have lifestyle finance.
Yes, I'm most known for lifestyle finance.
So you're very multifaceted, and you have you have many different businesses under your umbrella of Kelly Bowen. So where do you find the inspiration to do it all, and how do you manage to do it all, really?
I would say through people like yourself, Sandrine. So for me, lifestyle finance. So essentially lifestyle finance, what we do is we help coaches get paid in full from day one by putting personal loan finance behind their products and services. And what this makes available is that for the coaches we support, them being able to receive payment for their incredible services in full, it allows them to do so much in terms of anchoring the new earth and serving people and help give them the consciousness tools to rapidly raise the frequency of the collective consciousness. So before doing this kind of work and diving deep into this stuff and doing all the like the inner work and working with our multidimensionality and like learning how to grow online businesses, unless you have thousands of dollars a month or like money in savings or capital, it's a hard slog. Like it is really hard. Yet when we put finance behind it, you can do a $10,000 program for as little as $75 a week. Most people have $75 a week and they can absorb that into their weekly budget without too much stress. But to drop 10K or to drop $1,000 a month, that's a lot, particularly with everything that's going on economically and all the changes. I don't like to spend too much time in it. I'm aware of it enough because I have a business that's anchored in the 3D grids. However, this is where we start to get to think creatively, to think a little bit outside of the box. And the whole reason that this even exists is because at a time, this is going back to 2014, I had my own coaching business. And I was struggling because I'd spent all my money on my education and I was paying nearly $2,000 a month, paying off my education, and I was broke. And I didn't have any money to put into marketing or get the VA support or any of that to grow my business. So I was kind of like at this stalemate place. And then my best friend, Gabby, who will be on later, she offered me a job in her finance brokerage because she was at the point where she'd grown her business enough. She didn't need to be in it anymore. She was kind of like, what do I do with my finance brokerage? She's like, I know, I'll help my best friend. She needs some cash. So, and she's like, worst case scenario, you'll have it like a career to go on to. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not going to need the career, but I'll take the cash so I can go back on with my mission-based business, right? Anyway, within that time, I was starting to get the nudges of let go of your coaching business and go full-time finance. And I'm like, why are you giving me this information, Saul? And this is at the same time, like if you've been doing any of Sandrine's work, when you start getting that message of trust and surrender to your soul, and you start hearing things that are so counterintuitive to what you think your mind wants, this was one of those moments. And this, my from heart to heart, follow it because where it takes you could potentially be better than you ever could have imagined. Anyway, so I went to Gabby and I was like, so I'm getting this soul guidance to let go of my coaching business, go full-time finance. But if you do, because I'm a little opportunistic by nature, is there an opportunity for me to become a business partner? And she was like, all right, sure. Show me what you've got. Give me 12 months and then we can make it happen. And I was like, okay, give me a challenge. Within 6 months of that, though, and this is where I guess the inspiration for it comes from, 6 months of that, she came back from an event saying her friend had literally just scaled his business from a seven-figure revenue business to a seven-figure cash received per year. And he was literally scaling to seven-figure cash received months. And she was like, what? Because most people in the coaching space, they go on in-house payment plans where you receive the money for your services over a longer period of time. And she was like, what? How did you do this? He goes, oh, yeah, we're using finance. She's like, what? We are what? Who? Anyway, it turns out we had that lender, and it was that moment totally pivoted the whole focus of the brokerage to be about finance for coaches. And we implemented it within her business, and some things really worked and some things didn't. And then, so now this is probably around 2017. I bought the brokerage off of her in 2018 to what it is now, where we support hundreds of coaches, and we're continuously bringing new people on. We're putting millions of dollars into the space per month. Last month, we did like 1.5 million into the coaching space. And the fact that I've been able to create something so that coaches who have missions like yourself, like Nova's one of our coaches, Gabby's one of our coaches, that can stand so passionately in what they do and have their services be so available to people to make changes in their life that matter so that they can live passionately and then go and fulfill their purpose. And all that money goes into building the new earth. That's what gets me out of bed. And from a bigger quantum architecture, what we're really doing is that because we're taking money from the 3D grids, we put them through our lifestyle finance abundance filter that restores the money to its purest, most intended form of abundance, fun, play, co-creation, expansion. And then we give it to the hands of the new earth business owners that are building this new earth, this collective collaborative consciousness, this beautiful love space where we are heart-centered. And then every time a client makes a repayment on their loan, they're sending light deposits from the higher consciousness grids into the lower 3D consciousness grids. And what's cool about this, and that Marianne Williams had said this, and it's when it all dropped in for me, and you were with me, Sandra, you were at this event, and she said, when the field of higher consciousness touches the field of lower consciousness, she was talking about why she went into politics, but when the field of higher consciousness touches the field of lower consciousness, it can't help but transform. You are planting seeds. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, 3 months, 5 years, 10 years, but it can't help but transform. And then my mind was just like, that's why. Because I was like, why do I have a 3D business that's not 3D? And, but then I saw, like, it's literally like the whole quantum architecture lit up. And I was like, oh, I get it. I love so that. That's where my inspiration comes from.
Yes, yeah, inspired. See, like so lively, so sparkly. I love this, Kelly. And it is amazing to witness and to hear, because I feel like a lot of people tend to have judgments to our 3D structures and to saying we need to quit them all. Like politics is not for me, finance, all these things about money.
Burn it to the ground.
Health system. Yes, like I just want to remove myself from that and live in like in a hidden community somewhere where I don't have to deal with any of that. It's like, but how then do you uplift that? How do you change that? It's not poo-pooing the things that is actually going to create change around the planet. It is why we are leaders, why you are a leader. Because we see certain structures, certain systems that need upgrading. And instead of running away, we go, okay, in this current system, this template, I can do something like Nova does for the like food, the body, like you do with finance, also nervous system regulation. It's all of this bundle, like I do with connecting with the heart, source consciousness, like which is really reconnecting with new structure of spirituality after having burned down by churches and cults and gurus and things like this. Like, how can we be, you know, actively spiritual and say we believe in God and the aliens without being like a woo-woo or a chant girl. So
tinfoil hats.
Yes, it's like we go, it's like we upgrade, we do the inner work, but then we go back. It's not so necessarily go back, but we stay in certain structure and we just upgrade them. And it's not so much that we upgrade them, is that they get uplifted because we upgrade. And then because we say, I choose to create a certain reality in that grade. Mm-hmm. And the people and the grade are going to upgrade with me if they are willing to. This is enough. It's like opening up the door to creating things differently, because we need people that work in the hospitals, in the law system, in the finance system. We need people that are in the place. Yeah. So always say to people, like, you don't need to quit your 3-day job and to become a coach and to be enlightened and to, you know, be a, you know, like an abundance coach. Like, just consider if you are happy, if you love what you do, if you're inspired, because some people are inspired in working with homelessness. Some people are inspired to be a nurse. Some people are inspired to be teachers. It's just like, you don't need to leave that or escape that. It's not something less. You can be truly a leader of the new paradigm in these structures. Mm-hmm. It's just a completely different change of mindset. And it's what connects you to your own inspiration, your own heart. And how can you bring change? Like, you be a force of change. Like, you know, the quote from Gandhi, like, be the change you want to see in the world. So I love that you bring that up to the conversation, because it is some like I feel like sometimes it is something that is often misunderstood and judged, and we need people that can actually really anchor the templates of the new earth, of the golden age, and this is what you're doing. And totally, like, you can see the money going from the hands of the law, 3D matrix system, the patriarchy, mm-hmm. all of that, mm-hmm. the control, enslavement, into, you know, the hands of coach that work as light leaders, that work on healing humanity and the heart of humanity. That is the freaking transformation, because money is power. So where mm-hmm. money goes, power goes. So every time we spend on something, we amplify that thing. If we spend on junk food, if we spend on drugs, if we spend on items we don't need just to clutter our home, it's just gonna go like woo. But if we spend on an amazing session here, on an aligned trip in that country, on, you know, doing this training with that coach, it's just like, it's just gonna amplify our ascension even more. Mm-hmm. So that's super potent what you brought up, Kelly.
I love that you said, because people say, like, you know, burn it all down, and this is where we start talking about the fear piece and we start talking about the nervous system piece. Yeah. Because if there is so much fear that has been pumped through the collective consciousness grids over the last couple of years, we can't deny that it happened. We saw it. Yet when we step into this place of sovereignty and we become the conscious creators, and the more that we accept our God, goddess self, we realize we can go to those places and not be affected by them. And the only way we get affected by them is if we're still holding fear in our field, because that's what has us swayed and that's what has us pulled into lower realities. But when we understand the architecture of it all and we know how to like regulate our nervous systems, then we can hold that center. We can hold our soul essence and our multidimensionality in this one point of physicality, which is where our power is. So we can confidently go into those grids and do the work to raise the grids, because if we were to burn it all down, we wouldn't have roads, hospitals, food. There is just so much that it wouldn't, like, we need to evolve it from within, not burn it down, because there are still good things happening there and there are good people there. And it's also understanding the structures, how they need to evolve, and then being there to help them evolve, as opposed to let's go sit in the mountain, hide away from everybody because everybody's trying to hurt us. Like, this is the fear piece. This is the nervous system screaming because we've been programmed to think we're unsafe. We've been programmed to think that we're powerless, and we are not.
Yes. I love that, Kelly, because it really comes to really talking to ourselves all the time, into rewiring ourselves to feeling good in situations that, you know, like the plugins from the 3D matrix system or other people. It can even be family members or friends, you know, if they are not always aligned to, you know, the highest vibration. It's like, how can we talk to ourselves, work with our nervous system, work with our body and our heart into feeling safe in situations where we are not supposed to feel safe? Because, for example, for me, growing as a leader always pushes me into the edges of having to look into some shadow pieces or like places of myself that are not always very pretty. Like very recently, I looked in the last 3 years of my life where I really step up, you know, in my business as a leader and so on, when my business exploded after joining a Gabby school. And when I looked at back and I was like, oh, you know, like I fucked up there, I messed up there. And my thing is like, I hide, you know, like I flight.
So yeah.
Problem with a student, is there a problem with someone, like, I mean, like not in terms of coaching sessions and so on, but like, you know, like a payment plan or anything that goes and that's a little bit more like gritty or challenging, having to face certain dynamics that are sometimes unpleasant. I would be like, oh, I would pretend to hide. And then so it's kind of like I can really witness that I did that in the past, and now stepping up as a leader is having a lot of compassion for my human wanting to do these things, but these things are not healthy. These things are not helping me be a wonderful leader, a leader that's connected to the heart. So I see my human wants to hide because this conversation isn't pleasant, because there are some things that are not working with a system, a recording has been lost, I have forgotten about that. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like, I need three brains like the Syrians. But it's like holding myself into my leadership, holding myself into my at the highest level, and say, it's okay, you're human, fucked up, you don't need to hide, you are safe. What these people ask from you, what society asks from you, what this, like, whatever system asks from you, it is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay. I can rise up to the occasion to be a bigger person and to actually, you know, give what's needed. And it's frightening to start with, to take responsibility of, you know, like big groups of people. Like, because when we rise into our leadership and we become, especially in the world of coaching, mentoring, healing, and so on, it's like, yes, we want to have more people, we want to make an impact, we want to have more money, we want to fly, we want to inspire, and so on. But it's like all of it in the dream state. And then when it starts happening, it's like, whoa, it's like, oh, it's like, all of this is happening. All of these people look up to me. I have like 20 emails that I need to reply to because everybody's describing their awakening process, because that's really lovely. They want to share with me, but I have like literally zero time. So 2 weeks later, they're still there. It's like, wow, how do I do to actually ground the reality that I'm moving into? And it's like to step into leadership and really be able to share more of our gift is to continuously do the inner work on refining these pieces into like, I need help with this, I need help with that, I need help with that. I need to learn about this, I need to learn about that. But also at the end of the day, I need to relax, I need to go for a sauna, to have really like a nourishing moments with myself and my loved ones, because this is what's going to allow me to, you know, to regulate my nervous system. Because during the day it was very aggravated, because I realized I hadn't replied to 20 people in the last 2 weeks, and they're all gonna think I'm a bad, you know, bad person because I kind of like forgot. So I love all of that. It's like always bringing it into the moment, into how we feel, how our body feels. And at times we push it a little bit because it is what's needed and it is safe, and we know how to regulate at the end of the day, like, or after a few hours, it's just like take a couple of breaths. I'm in the challenging part right now. I'm gonna do what's necessary, and then I bring back myself back into balance. So there is never a piling up of, you know, pushing our human down, because then it's a burnout, like completely burnout. It's like,
yeah. One of the things that I love most about you, Sandrine, is how humble you are. And I know how much you've grown and how much your platform has expanded in the last couple of years. Like, I've been very closely watching your journey. And it's one thing that I love about your leadership is your humility. There's never going to be a time where you get to a level where you're like, look at me and look at how great I am, because that's just not in your makeup. You're more concerned about the 20 emails that you haven't responded to, these beautiful people sharing their journeys and making sure that they feel nurtured. And I think, like, this is such a beautiful quality within leadership, and something that you really want to look for in your leaders and the people that you're wanting to learn from, that they have these flavors, and it's not, they're not in it for them. And again, if you, who are you, what have you done, did you do it, but like, when you actually look, but you'll see who they're in it for. And this is one thing that I've always really loved about you, is that you've always been so grounded and anchored in the right place. And I love what you're talking about here, like these different levels of growth and coming back to regulate within the nervous system. Like, I literally did something for Gabby's magic school students around this, and we're talking about the comfort zone, the growth zone, and then the panic zone. And the comfort zone, and these zones, as you grow, they're flexible, right? They keep growing and keep moving with you. So right now, like, my comfort zone, 2-5 years ago, me would be absolutely pooing her pants right now. She would be terrified by it. But for me, because I've been able to grow and expand, that now that's just a normal thing. With the amount of things that I deal with and are responsible for on a day-to-day level, I can do mostly with my eyes closed. Yeah. But if I gave that to 5 years ago me, she'd freak out about it. That was a lot. She had way too much going on to even consider being responsible for that, because there's this intrinsic connection between leadership and responsibility. We want the freedom that we think leadership gives us, yet to have the freedom, you've got to have be able to embrace the responsibility. And what's really interesting is you're growing through these places. We have our comfort zone where our nervous system is happy. Wash, rinse, repeat, do this day in, day out. And then we start to go into our growth zone, which is where we have a healthy amount of challenge. There is like excitement, anticipation about a goal. There can be, it's like a little bit of friction is good for you. It's like when you go to the gym and you work out and you do the thing that it's a bit challenging and you're a bit sore the next day, but it's good for you because your body hasn't been pushed beyond that point into overtraining. It's been pushed enough so that it can continue to grow and your fitness gets better, your cardiovascular health gets better, and all the plethora of benefits from fitness. But, and this is when you keep your body in the growth zone. Then when you hit the panic zone, this is when you've got the adrenaline, the cortisol, the stress, the shutdown, the collapse, the wanting to hide, like you've gone too far. And I find a lot of people, particularly when they start to go into leadership, and particularly it seems to be a profile demographic for entrepreneurs, they live in the growth zone. And when they get the message, go all in, say yes, like, they actually start thinking that their growth zone is the panic zone, where their growth zone is actually the flex of going back and having a comfort zone. And it's really interesting, because anytime that we've been under stress, stress is our body's experience at any time we're doing something new, anything that's a little bit more challenging, anything that takes a bit more focus or effort than we normally do in a day-to-day basis. When we've been in these extended periods of stress, it's so important that we plan time to go back into the comfort zone, to have the new reality normalize as the comfort zone. And if we're a little bit burnt out from that period of activity, we honor this and let ourselves have 2 weeks where we watch Netflix and hang out in bed and you know, be a little bit more relaxed with what we're putting in our body. Because what happens here, we're giving the system time to recover. where most people mess this up with their with leadership or particular or growth in general is that they don't honor this, and they think when they get here they're failing. They get here and they think they're failing because their body's needing to recover from the period of growth or stress they've just put themselves through. And what happens? They get here and then they fall into slumps, or they go into depression or beat up on themselves. And then it starts to, they haven't learned how to rest. So rest all of a sudden feels unsafe for the nervous system. And then they get caught in this like dichotomy of cycles. Whereas it's actually really healthy to plan times. So it's like, okay, these next 3 months, it's going to be a growth stretch. And I'm going to manage myself to make sure that there are times where I potentially might hit panic, but if I stick this project for the next 90 days, great. Now I'm going to plan 3 weeks after, where I literally, my only goal is to achieve nothing, maintain and achieve nothing. And this is where it gives the nervous system time to recalibrate to the new. Where things go wrong and it feels like pianos start falling on your head or everything starts falling apart is if you try and stay in that growth stretch zone for extended periods of time and you think that's where you need to be. And that's where you think more is better or like get there faster. It's actually not. You'll get there so much faster by having these planned periods of growth and stretch, normalizing the new comfort zone and then going again, as opposed to continually pushing, because like you said, you nailed it. Burnout.
Yes.
What happens if you don't?
Yes.
Yeah, for some of you, the flex is learning in the comfort zone.
Oh, yes. I love that, because a lot of entrepreneurs, we are high achievers, and high achievers has been portrayed in the patriarchy. It's like, yeah, go, go, go all the time, like having all of these days organized. Like maybe you take one day off a week if you have the chance to do so. And something that really changed my reality was to spend time with you, Gabby, Carissa, and all the friends, you know, in Melbourne, because I just show up there and you have just so much time, and we spend so much time on the couch, and we just, and I'm like, and at times I would go to you and you would be working like all day long, because it was these periods of time.
I do.
You have bouts of like, I work a lot, but then it's because you know that before and after you have this very long stretch when what's happening during the week, all the girls are going shopping, they have special days with one another, it's when, you know, when's birthday weekend or whatever, and then it's just so much fun, and you enjoy life, you enjoy the pleasures of life, you don't wait, you don't postpone them, because they are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing to witness, because mm-hmm. to me that's really becoming a leader is managing that, it's managing not only leading, you know, like a tribe of people into, you know, whatever we are doing ourselves, and we're encouraging others to step into more, but it is mostly embodying the codes of the new paradigm. And the codes of the new paradigm, it is pleasure, it is bliss, it is ecstasy, it is fun. Like this is why I love all the leaders that are coming on this panel. It is because all of us, we are coded with pleasure, we are coded love and fun and excitement. So yes, some of us will express that in different ways, but here you will witness that it's a lot of people that they live in reality. You know, we like doing our nails, we like going out, we like doing our hair, we like clothes, we love, you know, all the things, like all the things from life, and we just express that in different way, play with that in different way, because we are here to lead in physicality, in embodiment, and not try to escape it. It's just like, ooh, all the things I can have. So what's it aligned to my heart now? Mm-hmm. What is going to be called into my vortex, and then see if that lands? And it is so playful.
Oh. Yeah. And I love that you share that, and just how important that is. Like for me, if I don't honor this, I self-sabotage.
Yeah.
I literally try and pull my kingdom down if I don't honor this part. And the day that I stop denying the part of myself that is so driven by fun and pleasure and play and living experientially, is that the right word? Experientially in the moment, then everything started moving forward. But what I would do, I fell into that trap. Again, old school leadership, give up 2 years of your life now to live the rest of your life. No, why can't I do the thing and live my life now? Why do I have to be there in 2 years? Why can't I have the most joyful, blissful experience in doing it, and doing it be part of that experience? It didn't make any sense. And it definitely, when I go into big focus holes and I deny myself the pleasure and the joy of just normal life things, connection, going out for dinner, shopping, like all the things that you said, going on the boat, jet skiing, like when I deny myself these things, I still start self-sabotaging.
Yes.
And it's just,
Yeah.
yeah, and it's in like that thing that I said earlier, like stop trying to be someone else to get a result that doesn't fit with who you are. Find a process and somebody doing the thing that you want that actually aligns with who you are. We
Yes.
stop trying to change ourselves. Find
Yes.
somebody who's achieved it, being themselves, and if that matches you, do that. You'll have
Yes.
such a better experience with it. And for
Yes.
me, that like radically shifted my everything
Yes.
because I stopped trying to be somebody that I wasn't to try and achieve something that I thought I want.
Ooh, this is like yet another thing that could write as a quote from Kelly Bowen. I love this, is so amazing. And I just want to remind everyone so that with the replays, we'll send Kelly's link to her socials and so on. But Kelly, you also have podcast when you talk so beautifully. I love your podcast. So people can join. You have two different podcasts. Do you want to talk more about that so people can find you and follow you on this?
Yeah, so I've got two. So one is the Lifestyle Finance Show, and that's where I talk to all of our incredible finance business partners about the amazing things they're doing in the world with their businesses, how they're serving their clients, and the cool things that they're doing, and how finance has radically changed the landscape for them in terms of how they've been able to grow their business and also how they've been able to serve their clients and how many more people they've now made that accessible to. And then I have Inspired Conversations with Em and Kel. And that's literally Em and I just get on and we talk about whatever's inspiring us and made us like that's got us excited or things that we're challenged on and how we're moving through those challenges and the things that we're doing to support ourselves through them. That one's like Inspired Conversations is really personal. There's like that's warts and all. And Lifestyle Finance Show is more think of it like the place where if you're looking for a mentor to help you to the next level, but you're not sure where to start, go there because everybody that it is a business partner for Lifestyle Finance, they have been through a big screening process. They've gone through a very strict onboarding process to even be able to access our services. So I know they are like leaders in their space.
I love that, Kelly. And with Lifestyle Finance, you are operating in Australia. Are you operating already in New Zealand, or is it yet to
Yeah, we're going to talk about that
come?
at a different time. But no, so I haven't been able to. So Australia is our main. If you're paying tax to Australia, you're Australian resident, citizen on a visa to become a resident, we can help you. I do have a business partner relationship with a US provider that can do US and Canada, and they're great. They're amazing, and I love them, and they're the best that I've found. But Australia and America finance is so different. Like where what we say is what you get over there, I find it's like cowboys herding cats a little bit. So in terms it's just wild. If you've watched any of the movies like The Big Short or any of the others about the like the global financial system, that's what you're dealing with. Here in Australia, it's very like what you see is what you get, and like I can reliably make a statement and know that's how it's going to transpire. Over there, it's a bit different. And as for New Zealand, I would love to. So we do have reciprocal work agreements, and to set up a brokerage wouldn't be all that challenging. It's just time. I'm
Yes.
starting to get to that point where I've got a little bit of focus where I can, but I've literally just come out of a huge busy period. I'm going into that rest phase where I'm waking up in the morning instead of having to get on my computer at 6:30. I'm like, oh, what do I want to do? And then I'm literally having to sit with the, oh, I don't have to go. Oh, I might just watch a Netflix show. It's really nice. Because I usually find this too, and I'm sure, like with some of our listeners, they may have experienced it as well. When I find it really hard to connect to my creativity, to connect to my channel, to connect with my inspiration when I've had too much adrenaline and cortisol in my body for too long. It's literally like, it's like a cock block. Are we allowed to swear? We're allowed to swear. I find it like it totally blocks, and then I can't get into that space of creativity until my nervous system has rested and settled a little bit. But it doesn't take long, maybe 3 or 4 days, then all the ideas and all the inspiration starts coming through. And for me, that's one of my big tells. If I'm not able to connect creatively or find myself really connected with my channel, that's the first sign I'm like, oh, okay, I've had too much adrenaline and cortisol going through my system for too long. I need to do something about that. Because it
I
doesn't
love
get better. Doing more does not make the cortisol and adrenaline go away.
That's amazing. I love that, Kelly. Oh, there's just so much wisdom. Like, we can chat like that for hours. I hope to visit soon again. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful that we've had this this conversation together. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me, Sandrine. I absolutely adore you and everything you stand for and all the amazingness you do in the world.
Likewise, babe. Thank you. I send you lots of love.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.